The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to all of you out there. 7:01 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2022. Let's see. We've got constitutional attorney Jonathan Emord on the program with us, as well as Justin Porter of North American Urban Spice. And for those of you out there, see the Nuke Protect right here? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like nuke, nuke, nuke. Let's see. Pure Lee C right here. That's another good one. How about a reg arrest? I take this every day. See, that's why I have all these here. We aim to keep you healthy, and that's one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall. And so, you know, you want to shop there, we have the supplements for you. And, of course, we're not medical doctors, so we cannot sit there and prescribe things. We cannot render medical advice. You know, we know what supplements have been used for, so you got to watch out about this. See, Jonathan Emord, more than anybody else, and I'm going to ask him about this. He's probably sued the FDA more than and won more cases against the FDA than any other attorney we know. You see, that's why we have him on. You understand that the thing is the FDA and the FTC and everybody else, you know, they watch all these shows here because they got to have some reason to bust us because we're out there recommending that this will cure this. And no, we can't say stuff like that. You know that. You're a smart Power Hour listener. You get it. If you're a first-time person listening to us and say, hey, you know what, I think I'll check out thepowermall.com and order. If you use the code FIRST10 at checkout, which also applies to phone orders at 877-817-9829, the Power Mall, by the way, for those of you listening, doesn't open for another hour Central Time, okay? That would be 8 a.m. Central Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 a.m., then you call up. You can't. And if you're a first-time caller, it's first 10 to order anything that we've got there. We have 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week, which is one of the reasons why I was showing you this one, especially here. Hear that? I'm shaking it. For those of you watching it, this is a full bottle of Nuke Protect. We keep spares on hand. You should probably order at least 2 to 3 of these for every member of your family and be taking these on a regular basis because you need to get your iodine levels up because you just never know when that little magic red button might get pushed. The more that we get involved with NATO and trying to make Ukraine a member of NATO, the more it's a threat to Russia and the more we have a chance of there being a hypersonic missile attack, EMP strike, any number of things. The current administration is making a mockery out of the we the people and our welfare and our safety. They're supposed to be protecting us. No, they're not doing that. And for those of you, if you don't have your Joyce Riley coffee mug right here, and you're a big Joyce Riley fan, which a lot of you are, here's the Power Hour logo. Here's Joyce Riley sitting in front of the Constitution with the words, knowledge is power. And that's the way we do things right here. A $100 plus donation will get you one of these, and you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. And let's see what else is going on here. Oh, seeds. I'm going to go out and pick beans today. My beans are probably about this long, which that's close to 6 inches. And they've been out of the ground about a month now. They're going crazy. I mean, these are heirloom seeds. We have them here at White Harvest. You can get 10% off because we don't have that many left. So if you're seriously thinking about planting seeds, it's not too late to plant. especially if you're doing raised bed gardening like me. Willard Water Plant Catalyst, by the way, which I have a bottle of right here, 32 ounces, that'll actually help get your plants going, because what it does is it allows the plant to absorb more nutrients, and that means it grows quicker and faster and stronger, and it's all good. And these are all natural. The Willard Water Plant Catalyst is all natural. It doesn't contain fertilizer. You know, see, those of you who have had hens out there like I do know exactly, besides farm fresh eggs, what hens are good for, and that's chicken poop. Yeah. So, you know, it's high in, basically, it stinks like ammonia. There is a lot of high content of that, but it's also extremely hot in nitrogen, and a lot of plants love nitrogen, and especially if you're going to plant watermelon and cucumber and stuff like that. They have a tendency, these viney plants, squash, they have a tendency to suck a lot of nitrogen out of the soil. And so that's what a lot of people use, chicken poop and straw and all that good stuff in a compost bin. So you can have a hot compost bin out of grass and leaves, organic. That's what we call a hot compost. Or you can have what I do, and that's using the red worms. Many of you are doing this. And the red worms, I dump in actual raised bed garden soil in addition to all the other good stuff. And eggshells and, you know, bananas. They love banana peels. When you can put stuff like that in there and you get some really, really decent compost and you put that in the base, you know, that's what I'm doing. And that's why my gardens are taking off like crazy. So I know a lot of you don't have the green thumb, which is why we have Marjorie Wildcraft come on the show and talk about stuff like that. So you can get a green thumb, because you need to start worrying about, and I use that word worry, about where you're going to get your food from if they start injecting mRNA. And I mean, they're already doing GMO. What do you think that is? Yeah, genetically modified organisms. And mRNA, which is modified RNA, they're looking at, they've already injected into pork, and now they're looking at doing it into beef. We got 15% off of allergy relief products, by the way, too, in our spring sale here at the Power Mall. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, sinew orega, the Terra Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. And don't forget, if you're shopping at the Power Mall, to click on the deal of the day. Save some more money. Yes, welcome to the Power Hour, our 100% reader-supported platform. We appreciate your donations, and if you shop the Partners tab, take 5 minutes and let us know. Email us or call us and let us know that you bought from the Partners tab so we can get credit for it. What's happening in news today? 7 minutes after the hour. Well, let's see what's going on here. We have very little in world news other than the usual diatribe, which you don't want to hear. We don't want to hear about who attacked who in Ukraine, because we all know the back channel story on that. Don't have to tell you about that, right? UC Berkeley, however, here's a libtard college on the West Coast in Berkeley, California, repeatedly neglected to inform the U.S. government of its massive deal with China, which involves the communist country funding a highly sensitive $240 million joint tech venture that has been running for the last 8 years, and UC Berkeley just failed to mention they got money. Yeah. They got an investment from the city of Shenzhen for a tech project inside China, and another $19 million from Tsinghua University in Beijing, according to documents obtained by the Daily Beast, yet they didn't tell the U.S. government. Huh. Wonder why. Well, we're liberal. We don't have to, right? Think about the logic here. As long as we can get away with it, why not? Let's not tell anybody. The French government, meanwhile, has decided that they're going to ban short-haul flights. And they have issued a decree. It sounds like the king again, doesn't it? The king and I. Yep. Travelers must catch a train instead. The headline reads, yes, yesterday, it was today that they published this. Domestic commercial airline flights for journeys possible in less than 2.5 hours by train. So now, instead of these short-haul flights, we have to be very concerned about the climate and your carbon footprint, so you have to take the train now. Wow. What a mess that's going to make, huh? Yeah. America, the Associated French Press is reporting the move was first included in a 2021 climate law and applied in practice the Union of French Airports, as well as the European branch of Airports Council International, sought European Commission action to investigate whether it was legal or not. So apparently they've determined we can tell the French consuming public whatever we want, and they're going to have to go by it, legal or not. Well, you see, we have constitutions, copies of it, at the Power Mall for those of you who want to buy it and distribute it to your friends to wake them up and say, hey, don't forget, we're in a constitutional republic now. And the First Amendment, like I said, when freedom of speech dies, censor, censor, censor. Yep. Can't say anything offensive because people will get mad. They get mad and they just can't say anything offensive. I mean, look what happened with Bud Light, huh? They get offended. Why? Because the trans community is flashing themselves in front of your children and encouraging them to go take puberty blockers and have sex changes. Yes, this kid's 3 years old. Let's cut it off and turn him into a female. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff they want to promote because they want to break up the family. Because, see, it only takes a situation like, you know, when I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour, I confronted somebody who was trying to fight for a father who was trying to keep his kids in Texas because the mother wanted to take him to California to have the son sex changed. Yeah, he lost in court, by the way. You see, no matter how hard you pray, it's all about the parents and whether or not they are doing right by the father. And if you're going to do this to your kid, you've offended one of these little ones. And you know what the Bible says about that? Yeah, they'll get their just desserts. Don't you worry. I know the kid's life is screwed up and he's probably going to be going to school and they're going to figure it out and they're going to make fun of him. And he's going to, you know, I mean, this is why the rate of suicide is so high among the transgenders who actually go full tilt boogie and have the procedures done. What can I say? This is the devil's work, right? We're in a spiritual war. I think we all know that. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, Republican from the Grand Old Party. Why do they call it the GOP, the Grand Old Party? That makes it sound like a bunch of fuddy-duddies, right? He just launched his 2024 presidential campaign yesterday, telling Breitbart and Epic Times and everybody else 100% he does not view the GOP primary as a two-man race between Trump and DeSantis, which is why he jumped in the race. Well, Trump, of course, reacted and praised Senator Scott. Yes, he worked with Tim Scott to come up with the Opportunity Zone program. Let's dig me, pat me on the back, and yeah. Who else also said they took the jab, right? Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, by the way, is set to donate tens of millions of dollars to back Senator Tim Scott. Yeah, we had a black libtard president. Let's have a black grand old party president. Yeah. Ellison has been planning to support Scott's presidential bid since he donated $30 million to the pro-Scott Super PAC Opportunity Matters Fund, according to CNBC. Glenn Youngkin is also, according to Axios, reconsidering a bid for the White House. Yeah. Okay. Now, here we got all these people, Larry Elder, everybody. I mean, look at them all. Lining up. They all want to get on that big stage with Ron. We're going to have the Don and Ron show, and Tim's going to be there, and all these people, and you can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay, and yeah. They're all going to be standing up on stage, just like you saw the Democratic National Convention. Oh, wow. Or the debates, the presidential debates, you know, when the candidates are all up there and taking shots at each other. You can remember those days when, what's-her-face, Chlamydia Harris stood up there. They got 1% of the vote, and she started attacking Sleepy Joe, hair sniffer extraordinaire. Yeah, started attacking him and ridiculing him and chastising every little thing he did. Yeah, Joe, of course, is lately been heard again saying that his son Bo died in Iraq. Oh, God. Inmates are running the asylum, folks. Yeah, he's out of his mind. Anyway, we've got to wonder about, Sherry Edwards, and I really want to see the voice printouts on those. Yeah, remember the jitters we were talking about last Friday on the show? Yeah, Sherry Edwards did voice prints of Biden, and, she's trying to confirm that, and pretty much insinuated, rather, is the word I was looking for, that Biden has a body double. In fact, he may have more than one. So I wonder who went on vacation in Ireland. Yeah. And Hunter's over there. Dad, he wants to know guys, you got to explain it to him. Okay. We get that. Here's the thing about the GOP. For those of you out there that thought that the grand old party was going to take center stage. If you've got all these independents now leaving the Democratic Party, as well as Democrats leaving the Democratic Party, as well as disgruntled Republicans who don't like Trump, because Trump got on and, didn't walk anything back. President Trump, you got to walk back the fact that, you patted yourself on the back for Operation Warp Speed and they took advantage of you, sir. You got to walk this back. You got to come clean about the whole thing and said, look, I was trying to help. I get it. You were trying to help. You were trying to fix a problem that was created by science. That's Fauci and the NIH, and you let all these things get away from you, and then you got on camera and admitted you took the jab. You see, you lost a lot of faith in those 80 million people who voted for you in the last election, that votes that didn't matter. Because 80 million people all feel now disenfranchised, and they're pissed off, and you're not walking it back. You're not being transparent enough and communicating with people enough, because every time you get on there, you sit there and criticize the Democrat Party and criticize Biden and pat yourself on the back in the process. I did this and I did that. Presidents have to take the blame for things if they're going to take credit for things. And here's the thing. Presidents cannot rule by edict. They are not the king of this country. They don't get to sit there and create executive orders without it being challenged. And now we have another issue with the upcoming elections in 2024, and that's artificial intelligence and its ability to manipulate the elections. What do we do? How do you accuse artificial intelligence of election interference? How does that happen? It doesn't. Here's an interesting little headline for you. AI-generated hoax of Pentagon explosion causes the markets to dip. See, you wonder why Wall Street gets its panties in a bunch? This is one classic example, a fake image showing the aftermath of an explosion near the Pentagon in D.C., home to the U.S. Department of Defense, was apparently created by artificial intelligence technology. It went viral on social media, showing a cloud of smoke near buildings that appeared to be close to the Pentagon, leading many accounts to speculate there had been an explosion near the building. This was all done by AI. Maybe it was some... you're only as smart as your human counterpart. Remember that with artificial intelligence, which means everything that we've been saying about how dangerous this is. Look at what they did in Independence Day. Remember that? They blew up the White House in the movie Independence Day. Remember that? No, they didn't blow up the White House. All right. Some of you people out there are only hearing, you're half awake and you're only hearing half of what I'm saying. So understand that it's this AI technology is just like the computer crap they use in the movies, right? So how do you know when you see and hear things in days forward, how do you know that it's real? How do you know it wasn't created by AI? Well, apparently it freaked a lot of people out, and the markets even reacted. All you have to do is just show another 9/11 catastrophe engineered by AI, and everybody buys into it. And the next thing you know, this is how rumors get started. Everybody's sharing it. It's going viral on Twitter and social media. You see, this is how they use social media to instill panic. Haven't we been through this already? It's called COVID. Hello. They use social media to instill panic, and then they censored those who disagreed with the narrative. Now, how are they going to, when the boy cries wolf, how are you going to believe what you see if you suspect it might be created by AI? Now we have to be even more discerning. Think about that. If you're a Florida homeschooler, we're inviting you to come out to the Florida Parent Educators Association annual hashtag homeschooling convention. Alex Newman, we have had him on the show before. He will be here tomorrow to discuss the convention and the fact that he's going to be there teaching on the threats to educational liberty and the purpose of education and why most Americans are struggling with reading. It's because a lot of the teachers out there, and I'm not saying all of them, want to change the sex of your kids. It's like we can't have kids of our own, so we're going to taint yours. We're going to turn the family inward on each other by pissing off the kid at school, by programming him with all this garbage so he goes home and spews this crap to mommy and daddy. And that's when the fun starts. That's when the parents start looking into what's going on, and they show up at school board meetings and they find out their daughter got raped by a transgender in the women's bathroom. And when they come in to protest, then they get wrestled to the ground and handcuffed. And, you know, see, this is the crap that's going on right. Oh, and let's not forget the fact that the, you know, school unions write Biden a letter and say, we need to investigate these domestic terrorists. And so they weaponize the DOJ against parents. So, I mean, it's like you can't win. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. That's why we're doing the homeschooling convention, Florida Parent Educators Association. Yeah, they're doing an annual homeschooling convention, and you need to dial in tomorrow if you're a homeschooler and you're living in Florida. You know what? I really think that it really doesn't matter. If you're homeschooling in Texas and you have the wherewithal to get to Florida, maybe you should go. I mean, Alex Newman's pretty big news, right? He's going to be talking about that tomorrow on the show. The Durham report, of course, you know that's out. Jim Jordan said everything's on the table when he was asked about opening a probe into the Clintons and their little chicanery. Oh, you see, I told you the political theater. Yeah. Political theater. Tit for tat. Anything going to happen as a result of it? Nope. They going to impeach anybody? Nope. They going to get the Clintons prosecuted? No. They going to try to get him in front of a senator or house committee? No. They can try. Not going to happen. Tit for tat. They're trying to appease their constituents into making them think they're doing something. How do we know they're doing anything? We don't. You watch C-SPAN all the time. It's like, oh, okay. Really? Here. Smoke this. Then watch C-SPAN. Things will be so much funnier. You can laugh at all the stupidity. People like Lauren Boebert talking about, you know, urine on whatever. I'm like, you know, the stuff they talk about in these committee hearings when they're sitting there grilling a witness, it's beyond me. Instead of sticking to the facts, they sit there and nitpick at every little thing about what kind of language are you using these days and aren't you woke and, you know, and then they sit there and ostracize senators like Hawley and, you know, you're woke and you're anti this and anti that and you're a racist. And then the name calling starts. Oh, this is real productive. Let's have a witness come forward and sit there and waste Congress's time so we could sit there getting into a name calling contest. Oh, wow. And of course, sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, what we're hearing now is, and see, the way I figure this is Gates is trying to get ahead of this. He attempted to blackmail Gates, one of the wealthiest men of the world, the co-founder of Microsoft, said through his spokesperson, Epstein tried to blackmail me. Yes. He acknowledged meeting with Epstein, who pleaded guilty to soliciting a minor for prostitution in Florida in 2008, was accused of trafficking young girls multiple times. That would have been the last person I'd want to meet. But yet Gates is trying to get out in front of this. Has something to do with a bridge champion who apparently was a minor at the time. Nah. Yeah, and Gates is trying to get out in front of it. Right, that's what this is. You know, I can't tell you in the world, you know, God is going to deal with the pedophiles, folks. Don't you worry about that. We just have to stop the sex trafficking going on right now. So if you see something, say something. The IRS is sending attaches abroad to fight cyber crimes. They got a pilot program launching next month. Cyber attaches will be sent across four continents to combat cyber crime. We'll see how that works. Yeah, they're going to stay one step ahead of the cyber criminals in the digital landscape. Here's the thing about the digital landscape, folks. It won't be very safe to stay within that framework for much longer. And I'm talking about cyber. That's internet. Won't be safe. Biden, of course, says he believes he can raise the debt ceiling unilaterally under the 14th Amendment, even without GOP support. Well, we'll see how that turns out. The lawsuits will fly. And, of course, now everybody is calling. This is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute published an interesting article, which we've included in your email blast. If you just subscribe, we have a subscription link there, newsletter it's called, and we'll send it to you. Rein in the FBI, put an end to the FBI's Gestapo tactics. Do you like that headline? Well, there's a big article there. This is the creeping hands of totalitarianism running through the democracy. Oh, running through the democracy. Oh, we have a constitutional republic. I still want somebody here. Here's an idea. If you want to make some money, invent a Chatty Cathy kind of Nancy Pelosi doll where you pull the string and you hear her go, democracy, democracy, democracy. And then after the third time, her dentures fall out. And then it gives you something to do because then you can attempt to shove the dentures back in and repeat, lather, rinse, repeat. You know, why does the FBI do what they're doing, according to Whitehead, to scare the hell out of people? That's why they do it. They want to frighten and chill people. They're trying to change things. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Saith Lord Acton. A defamation lawsuit brought by former Representative Alan Grayson of the 9th District of Florida, a U.S. congressman, brought against independent political groups over the 2018 election has been dismissed by the Supreme Court yesterday. They're not going to hear the case. It was Grayson versus No Labels, Inc. Court file 22-906 took the form of an unsigned order. That means they're not going to hear it at all. No justices descended. Just nothing. You see, and Alan Grayson owns a hedge fund. He admits it. He knows that's why he can't, you know, serve on certain financial committees because he's connected. I know Alan Grayson personally. So, you know, I mean, the thing is when you're a popular figure out there and they want to insert their own equations into your political campaign, they can do it and get away with it. Apparently, what the big court said, Florida Governor DeSantis, meanwhile, is being sued by a Hamburger Mary's Bar and Grill in downtown Orlando. After the state implemented a ban on family-friendly drag shows, do you blame them? Got a story about North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency for public education. We'll be talking to Jonathan Emort about that. He's going to be joining us here right after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Welcome back to the Power Hour. In this segment, we had just been recently talking about the fact that they want to do something with the FBI. They want to limit its discretion in investigating people, because apparently they've been using it to scare the hell out of we the people. And that is what I think we have referred to as weaponization of the DOJ. And of course, the DOJ, the FBI answers to him, as do all the other law enforcement agencies, because he's the one that brings the charges. Every time I read a news headline that says the FBI indicted, I'm going, FBI doesn't indict, moron. I don't know who these news people are that think that they want to, they want to create news. They don't want to report the news. See, everything has changed in the world of journalism now, and I am a card-carrying journalist. They want to change the landscape, and they want to create news. We even have newsmakers out there wanting to create news. So it's why I like talking to attorneys these days, because as a paralegal of many, many years and writing multiple books, just like our constitutional lawyer friend here, Jonathan Emord, has been on the show multiple times, and we're glad to have you back again, sir. He is a constitutional lawyer that, to his credit, has beaten the FDA in court. He's the only attorney that I'm aware of that has beaten the FDA in court. Welcome to the show, sir.
Great to be with you.
And I don't give legal advice on this show because I know my place in the system. You can't even do that unless you're retained. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So, I know how the system works. And so this is one of the reasons why I'm glad to have you on You know, you have been litigating against federal bureaucracy and winning over and over again. Is that because they've been violating the Constitution? Since you are a constitutional lawyer, obviously you've got everything memorized, right?
Well, that's right. But I've gone to battle with the FDA ever since I came in during the Reagan administration. I started off with the Federal Communications Commission, and I came in during the Reagan years. I then left the FCC, went into private practice, and began the business of going after the bureaucracy. So I have a very intimate knowledge of the bureaucratic oligarchy that is ruling this country. People don't know it, but 3/4 of all of our federal law is not the product of those we elect. Rather, it's the product of these unelected heads of agencies. And it really is a dire threat to the survival of our republic. Our Constitution is violated with impunity literally every day by the deep state, the bureaucratic agencies. And that's because they are expressly designed, even from the very start, to circumvent the limits on power in the Constitution. So people need to know that, and they need to know that this is not something that we have to live with. I mean, we can get rid of the bureaucratic agencies altogether, but also we can require them to have their proposed rules not implemented into law until they are passed by Congress. And I actually wrote a bill for Ron Paul many years ago to do that very thing, called the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act. And it would have restored the separation of powers required by the Constitution. Under Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, only the Congress of the United States can make the laws. And yet, as I said, 3/4 of all federal laws now made by federal agencies, the heads of which are unelected and largely unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, and the American people.
That's sad. And this is one of the reasons probably that you're running for Senate in Virginia, right?
That's right. I mean, I'm watching this socialist resurgence that we all are. And my opponent, Tim Kaine, who's the United States Senator presently, is all in for it. You know, he's defended this deep state, and he's actually voted for every trillion plus bill that has come down the pike. If you present to him a bill that says the federal government will pay $1 trillion or more dollars, he will immediately sign up to vote for it. That's been his history. And so to make a long story short, we have to save our country. And the only way we're going to do it, if we don't act within the next 2 to 3 years, we just are going to lose it. I mean, we really are very close to seeing a socialist dictatorship supplant the last vestiges of our Constitution. The Constitution is hanging by a thread, and we have got to rebuild the tapestry that supports it, which means the government has to fall in line with constitutional limits. Otherwise, really, we see these executive orders issued by President Biden with impunity that actually create new law, so that violates the separation of powers. He's checked periodically by the courts on that, but not in every instance. He's doing this WHO treaty, which is, it's an accord, they call it. They're calling it an amendment to the WHO agreement that's not even allowed to go to Congress. They voted down Ron Johnson's bill that would have required the president to abide by the treaty-making provision of the Constitution, which requires the president not to unilaterally enter into an agreement of this magnitude, which would alter fundamentally the doctor-patient relationship in our country could be affected by this. If CDC, as would be anticipated with the president signing on to the accord, implements the accord, then we would have Tedros at World Health Organization, who's a patsy for the communist Chinese, determining how we handle medical emergencies in our own country and having that implemented through our own federal government. It's that kind of outrageous violation of the Constitution. There, the treaty-making clause, which would require 3/4 of the Senate to vote in favor of that in order for it to be a part, you know, treaty. It's that kind of violation that is really a dire threat to the survival of our country all across the board. We have to bind, you know, Jefferson said, we must bind down these men, these politicians, with the chains of the Constitution. And that indeed is what we must do if we're going to survive. If liberty is to survive in our country, if our sovereignty is to survive, We have to fight for our country against this extraordinary extension of federal power into our lives, takeover of our freedoms. The COVID example, what they did to us during that was the grossest deprivation of our free speech rights, our right to travel, our right to of association, our freedom to dissent. We were not allowed to dissent from the whole orthodoxy on treatment that they prescribed. People like, all of these scientists out there who had, and physicians who wanted early treatment to be supported and promoted, were completely censored. And so you ended with a one-size-fits-all approach that we now know didn't work. Didn't work. The disease had the same trajectory. And, so there are many aspects of this, but in the end, we have to give the people back their security, their safety, and their sovereignty. Those are the three linchpins here. We've got Marxist indoctrination in the schools. We have this transitioning movement in the schools. These are forms of child abuse. They're attempts to transform us into a state in which people are docile lapdogs of the government rather than strong, independent people. People that were trying to separate the God-given identity of children from them and to render them invalids through these gross transitioning experiments they're doing. And then to indoctrinate them with Marxism that they call critical race theory, all with the end in view of separating and dividing us and also causing kids to hate their parents, to hate their to hate free enterprise, to hate the government. And so is it any wonder that they don't want to, some 48% of them refuse to defend the United States, the Quinnipiac poll? Some 48% of kids 18 to 35 will not defend the United States if it's invaded.
Amazing. And then how many people actually would stand up? I feel like the only thing right now that is saving America is because they haven't come for our guns yet. And see, this is the other thing. When the freedom of speech dies, that's when the killing starts. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes. And in fact, they're coming for our guns right now. I mean, the Biden administration wants to ensure that that happens before they leave. And they've taken numerous steps to ratchet up ATF regulations and proscriptions on ownership of all sorts of things associated with the right to bear arms. And the effect of that is devastating, as you're pointing out. Obviously, if we don't have the right to defend ourselves, how can we not only be safe in our homes and in our lives in the presence of this massive increase in crime? I mean, they've got these Soros-backed prosecutors all over the country. People don't realize this. There's some 76 of them nationwide, and they cover over 75% of the population of the United States with their anti-incarceration agenda. So it's no wonder then, with that anti-incarceration agenda, that we have a massive uptick in crime in the cities and in the suburbs. And then we have this entirely open border situation, which is also adding to the crime. We've got MS-13 and 18th Street gangs, numerous gangs, yep. Criminal gangs come in. So we have a criminal cartel, which is a terrorist organization, determining American immigration policy. So you have all that mix going together. And of course, crime is rising. Then when you add to that, we're going to take away your guns. Well, my goodness, what's left, right? If you're not enforcing the law, you're destroying our criminal justice system because you won't prosecute. And you're urging the deprivation of people's Second Amendment right to bear arms. The effect of that, if achieved, is to make us just victims, right? And to destroy the society, which is really behind this whole movement, is a desire to destroy the most productive and brilliant economy in the history of the world, the greatest society of freedom in the world, destroy it so that they can replace it with a socialist dictatorship.
Yes. Yeah, it's sad that that has to come to that. But see, I've always told our listeners, many of which probably would vote for you if they had the opportunity to do it, but a lot of them, I mean, they're in Virginia. We have listeners in Virginia that listen to the show. The thing is that not all of us could vote for you. If they could, they would. And the thing is, Jonathan, I mean, you're your reach is in the state of Virginia. That's why you're trying to attack woke indoctrination in the Northern Virginia schools. I think it's the entire state of Virginia. What do you think about the fact that Youngkin has announced? I mean, do you have any back channel info on the fact Youngkin has announced he may toss his hat back in the ring on the GOP presidential trail?
I don't have any insight on that. Youngkin is, I believe, the most popular governor in Virginia history.
Yeah.
And that's it's interesting, isn't it? Because, look, you've got Youngkin and you have Mayorkas and you have Winsome Sears, who won the whole slate. So you have a Republican executive branch in Virginia. We have a Republican House. Now we got to get a Republican Senate. But the big point, and the Senate's Democrat, unfortunately, but the big point is that this is clear that there's a shift underway in Virginia. It's really quite incredible. And I'm going all over the whole state, and I'm talking to groups all over Virginia. And what I find is that the response to what I'm saying is so profound. People are sick of politicians. That's what I heard for Youngkin, right? They're sick of politicians. Youngkin wasn't a politician. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
And so they want answers. They want action. They want someone who knows how to draft legislation, who can get in there and fight for liberty, fight for their liberty. They're sick and tired of government planning, people telling them what to do. Go buy an electric car. Really? You want to spend that kind of money? And then what do you get? This massive heap of battery, and your car is going to be a lethal weapon 10 times over. And then in addition, you're going to, after a year, how are you going to resell that thing? The battery, you never know when the battery is going to go. And then when the battery does go, that's a great environmental hazard. But
yes, this makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yes. The whole thing with the windmills and they're going to destroy the entire fossil fuel backbone of the American economy, which means down goes the American economy. And what are we going to do? The wintertime, we're going to freeze. The summertime, we're going to burn. We're never going to have reliable energy. People are going to be dying from the absence of reliable energy. This whole approach is absurd. You're going to destroy the domestic environment with it. You got windmills all over the place, killing bats and birds everywhere, occupying literally half of the geographic terrain of the United States in order to generate enough electricity. Even then, it won't be enough. And we're sitting on this massive reserve. We've got coal and oil and gas sufficient under our feet to generate enough energy for 1,000 years at least. And so we have the ability to do it in a way that's environmentally safe. We have the technology to do it. And this whole hoax, which is a ruse to create socialism in America, this whole climate change dogma, which is just a Trojan horse for socialism, is igniting the passions of liberals everywhere. But if you really love the environment, and I think all of us do, then what you want is human beings to be in the environment. They view the environment as separate from people. They're having to kill people in order to save, animals. Well, the reality is you kill the people, you also end up killing the animals. If you go to zero carbon emissions, for example, you end up killing the plant life. Plants depend on CO2, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, they do.
So you're going to stop the animals, too. I mean, it's just mindless stuff going on there, right?
It is, and this is a sad thing, Jonathan. When we're talking about stuff like this, everybody out there, I know all our listeners just absolutely love every single thing they're hearing out of you, and they're asking the simple question in their mind is, even if you're not a politician and you're an attorney, you're a constitutional attorney, and you believe in fighting the machine, so to speak, and disassembling deep state, which is exactly what we're in, we have been attacked in 2020 with a bioweapon. This whole country, they intentionally did this to kill as many people as they could, right, so they could import all this cheap labor, bring crime into America, cause people who really care about their kids' education. And we're going to have Alex Newman on the show tomorrow explaining what's going on with Florida homeschool. We got a North Carolina governor now that it's like, oh, my God, charter school selection. We can't have that. I mean, to the South, Roy Cooper is fighting everything you're standing for. When you've got stuff like this, how does one senator, lone senator, make that big a difference when you're fighting a machine this big?
Well, good question, because this is really, my campaign is a national campaign, to tell you the truth, because I'm out to save the Constitution, right? So even though everything I'm doing is certainly going to benefit Virginians and is going to enable Virginians to have economic progress, we're going to have if everything my agenda is passed, my whole legislative agenda is passed, we're going to see freedom and progress restored. We're going to see a booming economy. We're going to see domestic manufacturers return. We're going to see individual freedom of choice predominating in healthcare rather than this one-size-fits-all vaccine approach, which has been an utter disaster. And so how do you take that Senate seat and turn it into a platform for the nation? Well, the fact is, Reagan showed us how to do it. I came in the Reagan administration. Even before I came in with Reagan, when I was 17 years old, I worked as an intern associated with Charles Z. Wick, who was Reagan's on the Reagan kitchen cabinet here in Washington. And they were coming up with exactly this issue. They said, how do we get our legislative agenda passed in Congress? And the answer was, you don't just drop a bill in the hopper and then ask for other members to sign on. You have to do that. But what you do is reach out beyond the members to the people of the United States, programs like this. You avail yourself of the platform to nationally campaign for the legislation by getting people to realize, okay, it's up now, and this is what it does, and it's to your benefit, so lobby the dickens out of your member. And you show them how to do it. You give them the platforms to do it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this movement happen. I'm in this to save my country. I'm not in this for a game. I'm not here to just write bills and drop them in the hopper. And frankly, most of the candidates couldn't even write a bill. I mean, I've written several, and I've worked, that's what I do as a constitutional lawyer. And so I'm here for a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm going to get in there. And I'm going to save this country, and I mean it, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get it to happen. I think people want to have control over their own children. I don't think any parent buys this line that your parental rights end at the schoolhouse gate.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the education bureaucracy then has control of your kids entirely, including whatever their sex is going to be, whatever pronouns they're going to use, whether or not they're going to all be in the same bathroom, whether or not they are going to be Marxists, all these things, that's the school's responsibility. Parents, you stay out. Well, that is, of course, a absolute recipe for disaster. Under the 14th Amendment, actually, you have a constitutional right, a liberty right, to control the upbringing and education of your own child in the public schools. And public schools are a disaster right now, everywhere. The solution is to get kids out of those public schools, frankly. We need true school choice everywhere. We need, if you're in a public school and you want to get out, you should be able to leave and take the money they allocate for your kid with you, so that we can take these failing public schools and introduce real competition to them, so that they'll either increase in their attention to parents' needs and interests, or collapse. And that's the only solution to this thing. If we keep dumping money into the public schools like we are now, we have the most fabulously expensive public school system in the world, with the largest administrations. I mean, I imagine they have an administrator that determines the number of pencil leads that are available for each and, tallies that and so forth. We don't need all this nonsense. Yeah. We just need teachers to teach. And we need them to teach reading and writing and arithmetic and not Marxism. And we need them to stop violating the 14th Amendment. There are two bills I'm going to introduce right off the bat when I get in there. The first one is going to make it a federal felony for anyone to aid or cause the transitioning of anyone under the age of 18. Absolutely prohibited across the United States. And then if someone violates that, they'll go to jail for it. They'll pay a big fine. But we've got to stop this nonsense of taking children who are innocent, totally impressionable, and leading them down a path that leads them to hysterectomies and mastectomies and male castration, and permanently destroys their lives on this theory that somehow that makes them the opposite gender. I mean, this is also insane. You can be a male that is butchered to look and redesigned to look like a female, but you're still a male. You're a male walking around looking like a female who may be impotent. And you can take a female and do the same thing, make them look like a male. But you can't make them be a male, right? A female is not going to become a male. Male is not going to become a female. And what they tell kids now is that your gender is fluid, so you can become anything you want. Well, that's a lie. That's fraud.
And I really think, Jonathan, they're trying to destroy the family units. What I really think their ultimate goal is. We appreciate you having on the show. We're up to the break now, so we are out of time, but we appreciate it and good luck with the Senate campaign. Folks, if you like what you heard, well, you know who to vote for when the polls open. Oh, man, I'm still dealing with this artificial intelligence manipulating our elections. I hope you get in, sir. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do.
If they want to help me out, go to emordforva.com. That's where
we'll do it. We'll put that on there for you. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
An environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.